Patriots Nation, who you got on Sunday? The New England Patriots host the Baltimore Ravens, each team trying to move to 2-1. The Monster Keys will help you get there, and we've got just the gentleman to help you turn them. Stay tuned. You're about to be locked in to the Locked On Patriots podcast.
You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all of you Foxborough faithful, and thank you once again for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage and also your first listen every day. Remember, Locked On Patriots is free and available on all platforms, so smash that YouTube subscribe button and also download, follow Locked On Patriots wherever you get your audio podcasts. Remember, folks, today's episode of Locked On Patriots is brought to you by our good friends at Bet Online. BetOnline has you covered this season with more props, more odds, and more lines than ever before. BetOnline, where the game starts. Pats fans, thank you once again for closing the week in style here on Locked On Patriots and for joining us on today's game preview, getting you ready for Sunday's matchup here on Locked On Patriots. Pats Ravens coming up Sunday, September 25th, 1 p.m., kicking off from Gillette Stadium, the Patriots' home opener. And in order to properly get you ready for today's game, folks, we definitely welcome the only man that can turn the Monster Keys to help you get there. So nice we decided to open the week and close the week with him. He is the legendary Thomas Murphy of E2GSports.com. Don Murph, thank you so much for coming to me in friendship and for joining me on today's episode of Locked On Patriots.
Hey, more locked on, more better. shout out to my son Butchie, who turns 19 years old today.
Absolutely.
Can't believe it. 19 years old. Even though his mother and his sister both believe that he's still six. The big man's 19 this year. I feel really old today, Michael. I feel really old.
Well, you know what? Some Monster Keys are going to help bring out that youthful vigor that we always know and we always love and appreciate from our good friend here. But all kidding aside, Locked On Patriots has been Team Butchie from day one. So big time shout out to him. Happy birthday, Butchie. 19. To be 19 again, Murph. Unbelievable. I mean, yeah, but you know what? It's all about the New England Patriots right now hosting the Baltimore Ravens, and hopefully the Pats can get a win on Team Butchie's weekend and move to 2-1. But we all know that's not going to be easy. The New England Patriots right now are facing a team that has a lot of angry birds on it, I like to say earlier this week. Baltimore is coming in with a little bit of a chip on its shoulder, blowing a big lead last week against the Miami Dolphins, and they're looking for a little bit of payback. They want to prove to everyone that they are as formidable of a team as you'll find in the AFC. And, you know, ultimately the proof will be in the pudding on Sunday, Murph, when these two teams hook up on the gridiron. But let's not count the New England Patriots out of this either. Yep. The Pats are coming off a decent win against the Pittsburgh Steelers, showed a lot of promise, and I think a second half showing of what they are capable of doing, grinding wins out, utilizing the blocking on the offensive line and the running game in order to facilitate that. But as we always say here on Locked On Patriots, if you turn the keys, you go to the top. If you don't turn the keys, you're never heard from again. And today on the show, we're going to allow Murph to turn his keys, folks. We don't get a chance to do this pregame that often, but for scheduling snafu, we almost didn't get a chance to do it this week, but we are honored and humbled by the Monster Keys putting their presence out on Locked On Patriots this week. So, you know what, Murph? We kind of laid the seedlings for the offense, but we're going to flip the script here. Let's start on defense. Your Monster Keys are always a must read for E2GSports.com. They are available, folks. Go read them. You definitely will be more informed and a better football fan heading into Sunday's game. I know you have a number of defensive keys that need to be turned, Murph. When you look at this game, Pats Ravens on Sunday, what are the keys for the defense in order to be able to stop Lamar Jackson or at least marginally disrupt him? Because you and I both know it's not possible to completely stop this guy.
Yeah, you can't hope to stop him, but you can hope to contain him. And that's my major key on defense this week is crush and contain. It might not be a huge stat week for the defensive line, but they're going to need to get a good push up front and eat up space, taking away those lanes that he likes to run in and allow and keep Jackson in the pocket by crushing from the outside. I call it crush and contain. Other people call it something else. I like crush and contain, but they need to block those running lanes up front and allow the linebackers to plug any holes that are left. Let the ends crush from the outside. Got to keep this kid in the pocket. Cannot let him get outside, extend plays, and move the chains with his feet.
Yeah, very well said and very well articulated, in my opinion. That's going to be the key to me as well. And, you know, you can look at what the Patriots are going to be able to do defensively to try to stop someone like a Lamar Jackson. It's very, very difficult, obviously, we know, to do that. But right. Their running game needs to get on track. And the Patriots' run defense has been very good over the course of the last couple of weeks. And containing someone like J.K. Dobbins, who is a full go for this week, he was removed from the injury report. Full participant all week long. We know he's going to be out there ready to go. Lamar Jackson is still their most dangerous rusher, but when you have someone like Dobbins that can take the pressure off and give the defense two things to look at and watch, it's going to be a very, very difficult and long day for the New England Patriots if they decide that they're going to be able to run on this team. Murph,
in terms of integrity is going to be paramount on Sunday. All right. You know, keep that in mind.
Without question. Absolutely without question. Murph, we know that the secondary has been challenged a little bit this year, but they've held their own through two games. All of a sudden, that combination of Jalen Mills and Jonathan Jones looking to be a pretty good combo in the defensive backfield with the corners. The safeties, obviously, they're well-stocked with Kyle Duggar. They're well-stocked with Adrian Phillips, Jabril Peppers. And also, you know, you definitely throw the team captain, Devin McCourty, into that mix. You cannot forget about him. Even Joshua Bledsoe, if he can see the field and get off the injury report. But, Murph, there's a couple of key injuries lingering out there right now. We're not sure about the status of Kyle Duggar. Folks, at the time we're recording this podcast, Patriots had him out there on the field doing warmups, but we've seen that the last couple of days and then non-participation in practice. So conventional wisdom says that Kyle may be sitting this one out. And also Jalen Mills popping up yesterday on the injury report, meaning Thursday, with a hamstring injury. If the Patriots are compromised in these two circumstances, how much more difficulty does it put on the shoulders of this New England Patriots defense?
A ton. The guys up front are going to have an even better day and put more pressure. Excuse me. More pressure on the quarterback to make up for, you know, the lack of experience that the Patriots are going to see on the field in the defensive backfield. But I feel that the guys that are going to need to step up are capable of it. Use that boundary line as the 12th defender, force him to throw to on the outside of the sticks and see what happens.
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways that is going to be a difficulty, and especially if they are compromised. And Duggar, to me, is the bigger loss here because we saw what happened when Duggar went down last week and Pat Freiermuth was able to really exploit his absence.
You can go all the way back to last year's playoff loss to the Bills and Duggar being injured and not being able to play at 100% as to what he brings to this team and the loss that it is when he's not out there at 100%. I was counting on Duggar as I don't want to say a spy, but the last line, the second line of defense in keeping him from really changing this game with his feet.
Yeah. Absolutely. It really, really is. It's going to be something to me that I think is going to be worth watching. And look, bottom line, I love Adrian Phillips. I love his ability to make coverage. Right. He's still nursing a ribs injury, but he did go last week. I expect him to go this week. But when you leave him one-on-one alone against the tight end, it is a mismatch. And he's much better covering the receiving backs out of the backfield. You saw that last week He was able to, provide extra coverage on Najee, but this is going to be a different animal, and Mark Andrews is ready to exploit that if he needs to. A very good tight end that the Baltimore Ravens employ there as well. Folks, it is the Monster Keys, and we are turning them here. You heard, not an easy task for these New England Patriots going up against a very formidable offense by the Baltimore Ravens. But what do the Patriots need to do to put points on the board against this Baltimore defense? They look pretty porous against the Miami Dolphins last week, but that was without the services of Marlon Humphrey. Right. Humphrey is slowly but surely working his way back into the lineup, and if Humphrey and Peters are both ready to go this week, meaning Marcus Peters, what does that mean for the Patriots? Well, Murph has the answers, and we're going to get those answers from him when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast continues. But first, Murph, as the calendar turns from summer to fall, we are all always cognizant of what it means to protect those we love and protect the vital pieces of whatever that we've been able to account for over the past few years. That is where our good friends at Brightco come in to handle, because we all hate insurance, Murph. I know you do. I do. It's a fact of life. You need it, but sometimes getting it can be a little bit of a pain. Well, our good friends at Brightco have turned the whole experience around. It is probably the easiest thing you can do for yourself this week. There are no excuses why you can't do business with our good friends at Brightco. For $5 a month, you totally get comprehensive coverage, and it won't take you more than 2 minutes on your cell phone. Protect the valuables for those that you love with Brightco. Check it out at bright.co/lockedon. That's bright.co/lockedon. Patriots fans, the legendary Thomas Murphy of E2G Sports, and of course, one third of the co-hosting tandem for the One Patriots Place podcast. Again, one of my favorite listens in Patriots lore. Definitely check that out right after you finish this episode of Locked On Patriots. But Murph, we talked about the defensive keys for the New England Patriots and their ability to get the win on Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens. Of course, we're referencing Murph's amazing Monster Keys column for E2GSports.com, which I encourage you to check out, folks. But at the same time, my friend, Patriots have to put points on the board in order to win. Even if you do marginally disrupt the dynamic abilities of Lamar Jackson, you have to put points on the board. You know the keys, my friend. Please enlighten us. What do the Patriots have to do to score against this Ravens defense on Sunday?
Yeah, 17 points isn't going to get it done this week, folks. Right. The Patriots are going to need this is going to shock a lot of people, but they're going to set up the run with the pass this week. I like attacking this Ravens secondary, push the ball outside, and get up early. That was actually my first key. This team is not set up to play from behind. This Patriots team, they're going to need to put points on the board early, and I'm talking sixes, not threes, people. They cannot settle, but set up the run with the pass. I'm expecting to see a lot more of the tight end. This will make Claire really happy. There's going to be a lot more tight endage happening this week. I think Hunter Henry is going to bounce back with a very good game. Look for little Jordan Humphrey to play in that Joker role that I love so much. It was beaten into this offense last week how open this young man was. And I don't expect Mac Jones to miss him in the way that he did last week. There was several miscues in communication or sight lines, and he's definitely going to be back into it. And also, this wide receiver crew can really take advantage of their speed on the outside, and I think that it's going to be a much better game points-wise than we've seen to date.
Yeah, without question. I love how you mentioned that the Patriots are going to use the pass to facilitate the run. We always talk about it the opposite way, but it is really the best method of being able to attack this Ravens defense. And look, if we're being honest here, the Ravens defense has kind of given us a little bit of fool's gold. You look at the statistics and you see, oh, wow. I mean, they're allowing 379 yards per game through the air. Tua Tagovailoa exploded for over 400 against them the last time. Exactly.
They played one bad quarter.
Right. And a lot of that, getting back to Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Peters, Humphrey was on the shelf for a good portion of that. That's when a lot of that damage was inflicted. So yep. Baltimore is going to look at the game film from last week, and they're going to say, okay, what do we need to do? We need to get the safeties to stop those home run balls that happened last week. We need guys like Chuck Clark, Marcus Williams, Kyle Hamilton to really step up and give Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Peters the help that they're going to need to contain Mac and the throwing game. Where I think Mac is going to make the adjustment is exactly where you said, looking for guys like Nelson Agholor. Fingers crossed, hopefully Jacoby Myers. We don't know about him, folks. Right. We're going to talk about that in just a moment as well. But guys like that, Lil Jordan Humphrey, and maybe even a Devontae Parker on occasion under the radar. Get those guys on the inside. Get them under the defense where we saw if you find them underneath, then I think the Patriots can make stuff happen. That's where Mac was at his best against the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's the best way to attack this passing game. Best way to facilitate the passing game.
Let
against
Kendrick
the
Bourne get that yak that I love. Exactly. Get him out there and get that yak. That's where this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Start from the outside, work your way in, you know, force them to you know, get into that cover one, cover two D where they're trying to help on the outside and then exploit the seams and the crossers. And that's going to set up the run game.
It will. It'll absolutely set up the run game. And again, that's what makes a guy like Jacoby Myers so valuable in this offense, because he gives you the opportunity to make the catch underneath, even when someone like a Kendrick Bourne can't get you the yak that you're really looking for. And I agree with you. I think the Patriots are going to try to get him involved a little bit more as well. But Myers getting those catches when you need them really helps to facilitate the running game. And you saw that in the second half against Pittsburgh. Obviously, all eyes are on Jacoby right now, Murph, and he's in the same boat as Kyle Duggar, out there practicing, but not overly confident that he's going to be able to give it a go in this one. It doesn't look like a long-term injury, but for Sunday, folks, this could be a difficulty, and that may mean that the Patriots may have to lean a little more on that running game, even if they're going to use the pass to facilitate it. They're going to need to rely on guys like Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson, even receiving the ball out of the backfield. Ravens run defense is pretty good. The Patriots has been very good, but the Ravens run defense is as well. They're allowing only 84.5 yards per game through week two, eighth in the league, but they are giving up 4.8 yards per rush. So is this the week that maybe if the Patriots use the pass to facilitate the run, that we get a little more aggression out of them in terms of trying to maximize each run? Or are they going to try to plot out the way the New England Patriots beat the Steelers last week?
No, I really think that they're going to stick with the power run game that they showed last week that worked really, really well, and hold off on the stretch plays that have been so aggravating up until the end of last week's game against the Steelers when it seemed to work really well and the Steelers were just exhausted and could not get to the edge the way they needed to. The pass game is paramount for setting this up. Get those guys dropping into coverage and allow Mac to freaking make adjustments at the line of scrimmage and then use these guys. Neither of them are going to break off 80-yard runs. That's not their game. If you get a 15, 16-yard breaker, that's great. But if they can keep it up and turn out 4.5 yards per carry – I'll be happy at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And I think we all will be happy at the end of the day if that is the case. Will it be enough for the New England Patriots to earn the victory on Sunday? That is the question that everyone is asking. And in just a moment, our good friend is going to turn the most monster key of them all. Have the Patriots unlocked enough to be able to get the Ravens on Sunday and get to 2-1? On the 2022 NFL season. We will answer that question in just a moment when we wrap up this game preview episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast. But first, folks, if you're looking to maximize your football knowledge or any sport knowledge over the weekend, you definitely want to check out our good friends at betonline.net, who incidentally have set the over-under for 44 on this game for Sunday's matchup. BetOnline is your number one source for all of your pro and college football betting needs and sports info this season. You can find all of the latest football league developments, game matchups, news, podcasts, and more on BetOnline, who is also your continued source for all of your sports wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. They remain the fastest and the easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports and events, including Major League Baseball, MMA, boxing, and even golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Patriots fans, we are wrapping things up here on this game preview, Pats Ravens edition of the Locked On Patriots podcast. And joining us to turn the monster keys necessary for victory is the legend himself, Thomas Murphy of E2GSports.com. Don Murph, we've talked offensive keys. We've talked defensive keys. We've dropped some pearls of wisdom. We've thought about some key injuries that might prevent the Patriots from getting the win on Sunday. But ultimately, the most monster key of them all is, do the Patriots have enough on both sides of the ball to take out the Ravens and move to 2-1 on the 2022 NFL season? Without further ado, Don Murph, please enlighten us. Your prediction for this weekend's matchup at Gillette.
Well, there are other keys that are going to need to be turned. Head on over to E2GSports.com and read them. But yes, if all things go as expected, if they take my ring and turn each key, yeah, they are very capable of coming out of a game out of this game with another W. I'm going to predict that the Patriots win this game 27-17.
Wow. Excellent. Excellent prediction. And from your lips to the Patriots football God's ears, you just endeared yourself even more than you already have, because everyone knows in Patriots Nation, if you're not giving some love to Murph, then you're just not doing it right here, folks. I agree with you. I think that the New England Patriots are showing enough on both sides of the ball right now to be able to get the win. And I know Lamar Jackson is probably the most dynamic player right now in the NFL in terms of what he's able to do with his arm, with his legs, really just the dynamic and tremendous athlete, and containing him is not going to be easy. The Ravens can definitely come in here and beat the Patriots, and they're capable of beating them pretty soundly if the Patriots don't play their game. But I think they're going to be ready for this offensive attack. I think they're going to be ready for what the Ravens are going to be putting out there on defense. Even with Marlon Humphrey and back in the lineup, he's still going to be somewhat compromised. And I think that's a matchup that the New England Patriots can exploit if Mac Jones uses his targets correctly and he uses the passing game correctly and goes underneath before anything else. That, to me, is what's going to give him his comfort. The offensive line needs to be as good, if not better, than they were against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's going to be a big key, matching up with that aggressive Ravens defensive front. And then last but certainly not least, on the defensive side of the ball, Bill Belichick always seems to have a plan to take out what you do best. And you can bet that he's going to be very attuned to being able to try to stop or marginally disrupt Lamar Jackson. You can't hope to stop him, like you said eloquently, my friend, but you can't hope to contain him. And I think the Patriots do just enough. Not looking for a big high-scoring affair this weekend, believe it or not, Murph. I think this is going to be one that the Patriots have to grind out. I said earlier this week I'm predicting them for a victory 20-17 over the Ravens. I think they do it, and I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay with my prediction from this week's crossover with Kevin Ostreicher, and I still say the New England Patriots get on top in that fashion. But what can I say? It is always my honor, always my privilege for you to join me here on the Locked On Patriots podcast. Folks, when you have Babe Ruth on the bench, you don't worry about a pinch hit, and that's exactly what he's done. He's come in here today, short notice, and delivered the wisdom and counsel you need from his monster keys. Murph, before I let you go, my friend, what else can we look forward to from the great pen, the great voice of Thomas Murphy, heading into this matchup with the Baltimore Ravens? Because we know we're going to see you back here on Monday to break it all down and what happened on the field in Foxborough on Sunday.
Well, hopefully I won't be writing about Aaron Judge's 61st home run. But other than that, I've got a couple of things in the hopper. I'm working on a nice little piece about the Celtics, if you can believe it. You know, the Celtics are in the news right now. You can check that out over at E2GSports.com tomorrow morning. And other than that, it just more of the same. Red Sox coverage, Patriots coverage, all at E2G Sports. Go and check out the show that, that Claire, Steve, and I did with Derek Havens this week for One Patriots Place. Always a great time when Derek's on. You can check that out at the E2G Sports YouTube page. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button.
Absolutely, and definitely, folks, don't let the man's modesty fool you. It's not more of the same. Whenever the man puts pen to paper or voice to microphone, it's always extraordinary, and that's one of the big reasons why we love having you on here on Locked On Patriots. You're not just the guest, my friend. You are the Don of the show, and I always appreciate you taking time out to join me here on the pod, and most importantly, we always appreciate you all taking time out of your busy schedules to make Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage, and of course, making us your first listen each and every day. And folks, please definitely subscribe to us on the YouTube channel and let us know your feedback, good, bad, or indifferent. It's how we get better here on Locked On Patriots and provide you with the best daily listen we possibly can. No one else is bringing you live coverage each and every day for any of the NFL teams the way we do across the board here on the Locked On Patriots podcast and also all across the Locked On Podcast Network. We're so proud to be a part of that, and we always welcome your feedback. So good, bad, or indifferent, let us know how we're doing and how we can improve, or what you like seeing, in addition to bringing back Murph each and every week, which I will do on Monday when the Patriots and Ravens Week 3 game is in the books. Hopefully, Murph and I will be correctly, and we'd like to be celebrating a dual victory Monday. But until then, folks, please continue to stay safe, stay well, be the change you wish to see in the world. Have a great weekend, everyone, and enjoy Sunday's 1 p.m. kickoff between the Patriots and Ravens. Home opener at Gillette coming at you. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.
We'll route, Maddie. We'll route.